Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Dueling Tangents. No Brian this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board. Evan, how you doing today, man?
So good, dude. So yeah, good.
It's a Tuesday.
What, my face doesn't betray... No, it's so good, dude.
See, we didn't get to catch up before we hopped on air here, so we're just doing it while we're on air. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
People appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, of course. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison. I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to my voice on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM in Waukesha, Bull Falls Radio in Wausau. That's 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, as well as locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM out of Wisconsin Rapids, also 97.5 FM up there in the Rapids. It's a Tuesday, and I'm through that long list of stations that are, you know, we're expanding here, and appreciate everybody that is tuning in. If you want to share your tangent with me, give me a call, send me a text, 844-967-2789. Evan is screening those calls and joining me for this hour. Those phone lines are open, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, in the mornings. But it's, I believe, 12 weeks from today. That is the general election. There are 12 weeks left between now and Wisconsinites going to the polls in November. And the interesting dynamic, a week ago, so 13 weeks out from the November general election, Tim Michaels won the GOP gubernatorial primary. He upset in some people's minds. I did not believe that he was going to win. So it was, I view it as an upset. He joined the race late. And he defeated former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who was a more of a household name here in the state of Wisconsin. But doesn't hurt when you've got $12 million of your own money that you can spend. But since last week, Tuesday, Tim Michaels went MIA. Tim Michaels won the...
What are you talking about? He's back home. That's all. He's at his house. He's fine.
He's at his residence, right? He's just home. See, that was my thing, Evan. I saw this story floating around yesterday and shared it up this morning. The guy was homesick. Don't make fun of him for being homesick.
No, man,
we've all
hard.
Been there before.
You're on the road months at a time in unfamiliar places trying to pretend like you belong. It gets exhausting.
Yeah, so I that's what I contend. I contend that the guy was homesick. He just needed to go get a breath of that saltwater air from Connecticut. And he disappeared off the map here in Wisconsin for a few days. Because since last Tuesday, there was only one public appearance made by Tim Michaels running for governor. And it was last Thursday at the Wisconsin State Fair. Outside of that, his campaign social media accounts were tweeting out that he was working hard and campaigning across the state. But he himself was MIA. He missed the Lincoln-Reagan dinner here in Dane County. The Republican Party of Dane County puts on the Lincoln-Reagan dinner. It was this past Sunday evening. All of the other top-of-the-ticket individuals, the lieutenant governor candidate, Senator Ron Johnson, they were all there at this event on Sunday evening. Tim Michaels? Not there. Absent. And so begs the question, why do you think we don't know where he is now at the center of the Republican ticket? He is, in some opinions, I know there's some back and forth here. Some view the U.S. Senate race at the top of the ticket. Some view the governor's race at the top of the ticket. It's debatable. But either way, Tim Michaels is one of those two top of the ticket candidates. And he is now going to be subject to, this isn't just a primary. This isn't just him doing the ads, running primetime ad television for millions of dollars to win a primary. He's now got to put his money where his mouth is and his candidacy where his mouth is. He needs to be out there and be able to answer questions to the public. And he's disappeared off the map. And it honestly, if he didn't have this question of split residence, I don't think it would be that big of a deal.
It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't. It would be, oh, okay, so he's taking some time off. And you'd expect a statement like that to come from the campaign. The campaign would just let everybody know, let the public know that he was through. He won an extended primary. Well, not really an extended primary. He got into it late, but he won a relatively competitive primary. He did end up winning by more than 5 points, but it was seen pretty competitively, and he's taking some time to recharge his batteries before going on to the general. It's understandable, but his campaign refused to answer questions over the weekend of whether or not he himself, Tim Michaels, the candidate, was campaigning across Wisconsin. And when you don't answer the question directly, yes or no, it leaves room for speculation. So that is what we're going to do, because we got a piece over by Corinne Hess at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, headlined, Wisconsin's Republican Governor Candidate Tim Michaels Noticeably Absent from Weekend Campaign Events. So Corinne goes through and talks about the aspect of the Dane County Republican Party's dinner on Sunday that Tim Michaels missed. And she goes, over the weekend, Michaels' campaign staffers tweeted that they were in Grant County, quote, fired up to take on Tony Evers and send proven leadership that will get Wisconsin back on track. And they said that they were in the hamburger parade in Seymour, Wisconsin. And they said that they had gone from Kenosha, quote, Kenosha to Janesville to Milwaukee, but Michaels himself was not there. When contacted Saturday and Sunday by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a Michaels campaign advisor did not answer when asked if Michaels himself was campaigning. Monday afternoon, the campaign issued a statement when asked about the candidate's whereabouts. Quote, following a well-fought primary, Tim has spent time focusing on building the broadest and widest campaign for the general election by bringing people together, planning out strategies, and expanding staff, said campaign advisor Chris Walker. Noticeably, Tim Michaels' location or where his whereabouts were over the weekend were not shared in that statement. I think the candidate should have to answer. Was he in Connecticut doing that expanding of the campaign remotely, or was he here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and either he answers or, like, you sort of suffer the consequences of being ingenuine. I don't know. It's not a big deal, Tim.
I think it's a big deal.
Well, sure, but I mean,
I think that if you win the Wisconsin primary for governor on a Tuesday, you should not be flying home to your Connecticut or New York mansions that same weekend after winning that primary.
We don't want to spook him, though. You know, we'd like him to make a fool out of himself tomorrow, too. So, Tim, it's okay, buddy.
There's 12 more weeks of this, Evan. I think there's plenty of time for that. But I think in this first week off the starting block from winning the Republican primary for the gubernatorial primary here in the state of Wisconsin, he should have to answer whether or not he flew back to Connecticut. I think it's important. I think if I was a Republican voter, I'd want to know, are you telling me that you are committed to here in Wisconsin and growing that campaign like you say? Or did you fly back home to Connecticut? Because it's very interesting to see that just wasn't answered. It wasn't in the statement. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines. 844-967-2789. Tim Michaels, missing in action when it comes to public appearances here in Wisconsin the week following his win of the Republican gubernatorial primary. And Evan, I don't know if you saw the photos. His one public appearance was a pretty interesting public appearance because he looked like a fish out of water at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Cameras aren't kind. Microphones aren't kind to this man.
Well, I mean, it's fine when he's got a millions of dollars to be able to throw it in an ad campaign and get behind the truck.
Do
and
it
you
in
know,
40 takes, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way to know how many takes it took, Evan, but I have a feeling it probably took a few. It takes a while. You had to have advisors tell you that those mutton chops that you grew out for the videos had to have been like weeks of those aren't just glued onto the side of his face. I can't imagine. I think he did at least the work of growing out
they
the
facial
hair. They
were very convincing.
Extremely convincing. And then they just disappear when he's got to go do more public appearances. Weird. Maybe we've gotten to the bottom of it, Evan. Maybe he's in private growing out the facial hair for the next round of campaign ads.
Yeah, he's got continuity experts on staff. You know, they got a... Yeah, it's all about continuity.
It's all about continuity. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents. Tim Michaels, fish out of water at the Wisconsin State Fair. Him and... I believe it was Roger Roth and Tommy Thompson. Roger Roth is running as lieutenant governor, running mate with Michaels on the ticket. Tommy Thompson, there was one other Republican, and I can't recall who. I believe it was Eric Toney, Republican candidate for attorney general. The four of them appeared last Thursday. Only public appearance by Tim Michaels in the last week. And they looked just like they were all wearing the same colored shirt. And just different variations of the same pants, and definitely outfits that you don't wear to the Wisconsin State Fair. Like, let's do this. I was skeptical, but we got a caller on the phone line. Let's go over to CJ down in Stoughton or Madison or wherever you're calling from. CJ, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just love. Thanks for taking my call, by the way. I love how your guys fork. Yeah, you know, you focus on our future governor's itinerary.
I haven't talked about Tony Evers yet today.
It amazes me. It amazes. What's that?
I haven't talked about Tony Evers yet today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I bet your Racine and Kenosha people really missed him when they needed him.
Yeah. Did you listen to yesterday's show, CJ? Because we talked about it. There was actually outside instigators from St. Paul, Minnesota. Federally charged for plotting and planning the arson and looting of CVS, a Citgo station, and a bar. So, again, Tony Evers, he's not a fortune teller. He can't tell that bad actors are coming from out of state to do that. But I think he handled the situation as it unfolded as best as a governor could. He sent in the National Guard. And appreciate your phone call, CJ. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We've got more Wisconsin headlines coming up after the break. We'll be right back.